Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, A Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Friday, January 28th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Victory Assured. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Pastor Chris says, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, the Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. What fight was he talking about? He refers to it in our opening verse, the good fight of faith. No matter what happens in your life, in the world, or around you, refuse to be broken, disillusioned, or overwhelmed. Use your faith. Your faith is the victory that overcomes the world and its failures, corruption, darkness, wickedness, and decadence. Every adversity you face is your opportunity for a testimony as you see your formidable arsenal, the shield of faith. That's the one you're counseled to take on above all others. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. With your faith, you're able to extinguish, neutralize, make of no effect all the fiery darts of the wicked. Never think there's a challenge you can't surmount. No trouble is too much for you to overcome. With the shield of faith, you're invincible. It doesn't matter how Satan throws the darts at you, remain strong in faith. It may seem like all hell is breaking loose in your body. You feel terrible pains and discomfort. Yet, you must refuse to accede to sickness and disease. Use your faith. And while you're at it, remember the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's the word of God spoken forth from your lips. It doesn't matter how excruciating the pain is, keep affirming your healing and health. Soon enough, your faith will prevail, and you'll be able to say like Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Always maintain your fight and confidence in the word. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Don't say, Lord, it became too hard, I had to give in. No, fight. The fight of faith is your personal fight, and it's a good fight because you always win. Keep at it, for your victory is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Please take this confession with me. It makes no difference the troubles in the world. It doesn't matter what I see, hear, or feel. My victory is assured. I'm what God says I am. I have what He says I have, and I can do what He says I can do. I refuse to accept sickness, poverty, death, or giving to anything that's contrary to my divine heritage in Christ. I maintain my confession of the word, strong in faith, giving glory to God. Because the greater one lives in me. Hallelujah. For further study, please read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 13, Romans chapter 4, verses 19 and 20, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, "The fight of faith is your personal fight, and it's a good fight because you always win." If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.